Dane County is hand-counting their ballots. The first step is to sort each ward into three piles, one for each candidate and then another for write-ins. Then each ward is counted twice into piles of 25 and totaled. At a separate table, other workers are reconciling the number of voters at each ward with the list of voters who voted.
439 and 109 is 2548.
An observer for Justice David Prosser's campaign, Chris Troupas, an attorney from Idaho, says he expects the process will flow smoothly. He says the only reason to look closely at a ballot is to make sure the bar beside either Prosser or challenger Joanne Kloppenberg's name is filled in.
It's not necessarily whether it's completely filled in, but it should have some proximity to the person's name that they voted for. That's your classic case. Other than that, it's just a matter of determining whether the procedures were followed, the signatures, and all of that. So pretty mundane.
It may be mundane, but it's also time-consuming. The Dane County clerk says counters will work 11 hours a day to get through the 184,000 Dane County ballots. She says at the projected rate of 15,000 ballots a day, they should be able to complete the task by the May 9th deadline. It will likely take longer to recount all 1.5 million ballots statewide. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.